Singer-songwriter Teddy Thompson has just released his first CD. If his name is vaguely familiar, it's because he's the son of folk legends Richard and Linda Thompson. In 1982, after 8 years of recording together, the couple released their most critically acclaimed album, Shoot Out the Lights. Unfortunately, it would be their last. They divorced shortly thereafter. The songs on the record reflect a marriage on the verge of collapse.
The scrying stone's wearing me. Your claws are tearing me. Don't use me endlessly. It's too long. It's too long to myself.
Teddy Thompson was 7 when his parents split up. He's 24 now, and despite all of the problems he's encountered as a member of a musical family, he decided to pursue a career in music himself. He's toured with his father, performed on some of his records, and now Teddy has a record of his own, a self-titled CD with a little help from his dad on guitar. In stark contrast to his father's work, which explores the darker side of the emotional palette, Teddy's album is a collection of delicate ballads and mellow pop songs.
It's pop music, I think. It might be a little bit folky tinged or something, but it's there's no loops or drum machines, which is, people aren't used to hearing that these days. So I think everybody's a bit confused.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you feel uncomfortable about that? Do you feel like this is something you're going to have to do, or something is not going to make its way into your music if you don't want it there?
No. I mean, I certainly wouldn't put anything in there. I didn't want, you know, to sell records. But it's just, it's strange. It's just become really apparent that, you know, a record from a young, new artist these days without any sort of technology on it is a rare thing.
Obviously, you have been exposed to music since the time you were born. But I read an interesting quote, and so I want to know how you got started and when you really thought you were going to be a musician, because you said that by the time you were 18, you decided it was either music or Starbucks.
Did I?
I
think that was just some sort of, I was just trying to get an endorsement deal. See, I thought Wake Up, right, and Starbucks. Surely that they, you know, if they start doing TV commercials, that's their theme tune right there.
Wake up, everyone is leaving, daylight has a way of creeping up. When you're in love, when you're in love.
I just meant that I wasn't particularly, well, not very good at anything in school, so my options were limited. I wasn't too good at anything else. And I'm not sure if I could make a good cup of coffee either, but how hard could it be?
Yeah, but it does sort of beg the question. I mean, if you know, maybe you weren't doing so well in school, but that doesn't mean you had a passion for music. I wonder when you began to feel that maybe music was going to be your vocation.
I think I always hoped it would be, but I don't think I ever really thought seriously about it being a job. I think I was always very sort of quiet. I didn't do a lot of gigs and go out and, you know, and be in bands and toil around town and do all that stuff. I just sort of kept to myself and wrote in my bedroom and stuff like that. And then just popped out. It was more, you know, it became a career, you know, instantly.
Now, you have your father playing about 5 songs on this CD. And, you know, for your fans and for his fans, that's going to be great. I wonder if that creates, is that going to create a problem for you later on trying to get your, carve out your own identity?
You know, I never thought about that being a problem, you know, to work with my dad or my mum. I've done that too, you know, and you know, the world I come from, it's not, the English folk tradition is something that's, you know, there's a lot of families, mm-hmm. you know, the the Watersons and people like that. It's something to be proud of, to be in a musical family and play together and write together and do all that stuff. So I never thought of it as much of an issue, having my dad play on the record, until it was finished and it came out and I started doing press and people asked me about it all the time. And then I began to realize why people don't do that, you know, why they try and distance themselves from their parents, just because it's more of an issue for other people than it is for me, you know, and it comes up all the time. And
well, do you think you'd do it again? Will it be on the next CD?
That's a good question. I can't think that far ahead. I can barely plan on what I'm doing tomorrow, never mind, you know, two years from now.
I'm trying to imagine the session, though, because as I listen to Love Her for That, I cannot help but think that that's a song about your mother, and I cannot help but think that it's a song directed at your father, and he played on that tune.
Voice of angels, and he quick by his knife. Bonds are broken between a man and his wife. And the songs that are left to remind of the theft. She'll let you sing them and I'll
Yeah, well, interesting. I don't know if it helps or something. You know, music is all about passion and conflict and all that stuff, and I think it creates an even better atmosphere if, you know, there's some sort of underlying themes. I don't know. Let me say this,
certainly your father has never steered away from that kind of tension. It's clear in his music, so he may have found it exhilarating in some ways.
Maybe, you know, it's not something that's, you know, discussed. But then, you know, music shouldn't be discussed too much anyway, which is, you know, which of course is a bit of a problem when you're doing interviews and stuff. But, I'm definitely of the mind that you should listen rather than... It's like telling somebody a joke and then having to explain why it's funny.
I bet you think it's over.
Think about Days in the Park. Am I right about that? Because, again, I can't help but think that this reads somewhat like...
You just can't help yourself.
I can't help myself.
And the postcards that you send... Excuses for the letters you can write. Don't you think I care? You don't come home at night.
This could be taken as an angry letter to an absentee father.
It could be. I mean, things are misleading. I mean, you know, there's definitely bits of that, or, you know, that's definitely one way to take it. You write about things that you know. I mean, when it's your first record, I think you'll find with a lot of people there'll be a lot of songs about their family on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people write about relationships or love in some way or another, and when you're young, the relationships and the love in your life is mostly your family. You know, it's not so much, you don't have a lot of deep, meaningful relationships when you're 18. So, it's only natural.
Wonder if you see it, something you've done. Turn your back and promise days in the park.
So where are you headed creatively? Do you see yourself moving along the same lines? Do you see some big changes ahead?
Yeah, I think so. It's I put a drum machine.
You put it in. You put it in.
But not to use it on the record. Just for it's more of a. Uh-huh. Oh no, I'm in trouble. It's, you know, if you songs that you write on a guitar by yourself come out a certain way, and the songs that you write, if you're in a band, songs mm-hmm. come out a different way because there's some more instrumentation. Sure. I just wanted to write more up-tempo songs, and and it was more a question of just getting ideas from a drum machine and having something to support different rhythms.
Do you like touring?
So far, yeah, I love it. But I should think the harsh realities are about to set in when I go out on this club tour and start playing to half-empty rooms and staying in Motel 6 and touring in a little van. Up until now, everybody's been very nice to me, put me up in nice hotels and cars to take me places, but I've seen it all before. So,
well, who comes to see you? Do you
nobody.
Find...
No. At the moment, absolutely nobody.
If you had a fan, what do you suppose? No, do you suppose your fans? Do people come out who are expecting to see your father? Are your father's fans in the crowds that you play for?
I've seen them. You know, I think they come. They'll come out of curiosity sometimes, but I don't want them there. Go away, old people. I want screaming teenage girls. Bring your daughters and then drop them off and then go home. Wife and kids are gonna just love me.
Teddy Thompson, his self-titled debut CD is on Virgin Records and joins us from our Los Angeles bureau. Teddy, thank you.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you. Yeah.